We are here with Gail Sparlin, 2023 Eddie nominee for Songwriter of the Year. We also have been playing Gail's music on WEXT. Gail, welcome to WEXT. How are you doing?
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So tell me a little bit about Gail Sparlin. Who is she? When did she start as an artist, as a singer, as a songwriter? Talk to me about you.
I started writing songs. I'd been writing poetry my whole life. And when I started in college, I started in art. But I'm a chit-chatter. I can't be quiet. And the art, as good as I am at it, it was very solitary. So I decided to switch to music. And I started doing music, and I probably started writing songs when I was about 30. And I just started writing the songs. And I put out an album in 2010. Then I tried to put out albums while I was teaching, but I was teaching music, and I was teaching sound production. It's very busy, very, very busy. So I put out singles and songs here and there. And I kept writing songs, and I was gigging quite a bit. And I had been gigging all those years. But when I retired, I put out an album in 2023, and then I just put one out last year in 2025.
Which we have been playing on the station.
I know. Thank you so much. It fills my heart.
We love our 518 artists here, as you were saying before. Now, talk to me about your biggest inspirations. Who have been your musical inspirations throughout your time in music, in your career? And who inspired you to start on this musical journey?
Well, my brother is a musician. He's been a musician. He's had a band called the Bachfest Boys in southern Minnesota, in a town called New Ulm, which is a sister city of Ulm, Germany. We did a band tour in Germany, in Austria and Switzerland. It was pretty cool. They have a lot of appreciation for musicians over there. Anyway, my brother was my inspiration, my first inspiration. And then, but the musicians probably that I listened to back in the day would be Linda Ronstadt, Van Morrison, Lyle Lovett. You know, so many different styles of music, you know. Recently, I've been listening to a lot of Jason Isbell. But years ago, that's Van Morrison and Linda Ronstadt were probably my two biggest inspirations. And I know Linda Ronstadt isn't a songwriter, but the music that she sang and made me want to sing, you know, made me want to be a singer. And Lucinda Williams, Emmylou Harris, you know, a big influence on me as well.
Now, I want to talk to you about the Swamp Lily Charity Hour that you do. Can you tell us about that, what it is, when you started it?
I started the Charity Hour based on old-fashioned variety shows that I grew up on. I modeled the Charity Hour after those programs, and we have area musicians, area comedians, and then I tell a story or two, and that's the Charity Hour, and we raise money for local charities. I started it 3 years ago, and this is the second year that we're putting it out there. We skipped last year a little bit, and we are working on raising a lot of money for area charities.
Wonderful. And your next non-for-profit that you are giving to is very close to my heart because it is the studio that we're sitting in today, WEXT Radio.
Absolutely.
Can you tell me what made you choose us this time around?
Well, first of all, when our president decided to cut off the funding to public broadcasting, I thought, well, you know what? I'm going to benefit this. And you guys have played me on the radio for a few years, and that makes my heart happy. And I thought, well, you know what? I'm going to benefit them. And that's why I'm doing it. you know, because and you feature all local performers. You're such a unique radio station in doing that. And it's a good thing, and it's a wonderful thing, and I get to hear my friends out there playing. You know, it's great. So I want to benefit. I want to benefit this station.
Well, we appreciate it, and what a wonderful gesture, and so lovely. Because yes, as you said, the federal funding has been taken away, and it has affected public media across the country.
Absolutely,
so we absolutely appreciate it. Now, tell me, what is next for you?
Well, I'm going to continue the Charity Hour. And I wrote a musical back in 2015 called Pokegama Hotel. Pokegama Hotel is a hotel in my hometown of Grand Rapids, Minnesota. And it was where my mother worked as a bartender. She worked for the city. In Minnesota, they have municipally owned bars. They have other bars, too. But there's always a muni. And so I would get out of school and I'd walk down to the muni and I'd go in there and the old men would say, "Gail's here, watch your mouth." And I'd sit down and I'd play cards with them until my mom was done at like 4:30 and then we'd go home. So I wrote a play called Pokegama Hotel and it got quite a bit of advertisement. I was surprised in the Gazette and the Times Union. I think it's because I was a music teacher. I don't know. But anyway, I wrote that musical and I've rewritten it and I'd like to put it out there again. It's a musical and it's little vignettes around the bar of the people at the bar.
Fantastic. Oh my gosh. I want to see that on stage.
Oh, it was cool. It was cool. The songs were great and the music was fun and it was cool. Patrick White was part of it. You know, and you know Patrick, and yes. He played my dad.
Fantastic. He is a wonderful actor and such a force in the community theater scene.
He is so wonderful. He did an interview with me, too. It was great.
Fantastic.
Yep.
Now, you have chosen WEXT for the recipient of the Charity Hour, the Swamp mm-hmm. Lily Charity Hour. Now, where is that happening? And where can folks get tickets? Where can they see this happen?
They can get tickets on my website at gailsparlin.com on Eventbrite. Or you can come to the Mopco Theater Company in Schenectady on J Street.
Wonderful. And what is the date for that performance?
February 14th. And then there's another one April 18th.
And is that going to also be at Mopco?
Yes, they're all at Mopco.
Fantastic. Gail Sparlin, thank you so much for joining me today. You have just been wonderful. Please come back.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for playing my music. Thanks for supporting the community. And, you know, it's so rare that radio stations do this, you know, and it's wonderful. It's just wonderful. It's wonderful to hear myself. It's wonderful to hear my friends, you know, and the people that I know. It's great.
Wonderful.
Makes me happy.
Thank you so much. And please drop your social media handles so the audience, the listening audience can follow you.
Sure. Go Gail Sparlin, GAILSPARLIN, GailSparlin.com. That's my website. It's also my YouTube page. I have a Facebook page, Gail Sparlin, Gail Sparlin Music and the Swamp Lily Charity Hour. I have Instagram and I'm on TikTok.
Fantastic. You heard it here, folks. Gail Sparlin, thank you so much.
Thank you.